Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
To hour three of the Alex Jones Show. Catherine Albrecht filling in for Alex. He's off at the coast fishing and, as one listener said, wrestling cactuses with his bare hands. You know he is, too. All right, well, he's going to come back with more energy than ever before. Look out for the blast furnace hitting us all on Monday as Alex comes back. Turbo charged. Can't wait. All right. Well, I am your host, Catherine Albrecht. As you know, I cover a bunch of stuff. My last 12, 13 years of my life has been devoted to fighting against implantable microchips, RFID incursion, and other forms of privacy incursion. And I'm kind of on a new kick right now because I'm so frustrated with all the misinformation floating out there about cancer. And if one in three of us is going to be diagnosed with this scourge of a disease, you know, that's more people than got the Black Plague back in Europe during the plague years. I mean, this thing is, it's coming. And it's here, and every time I turn around, you know, women in their 30s being stricken with this awful disease. We really need to be thinking prevention, we really need to be thinking treatment, and we really need to be figuring out how to intelligently navigate the options that we have available. And I would encourage you not to fall prey to the people who say, oh yes, just take my, you know, miracle holy water that I've waved some ions over and it'll cure you of cancer. Don't go in there to the conventional folks. If you get cancer, if you're diagnosed with cancer, at the very least, do yourself one favor. Get a professional oncologist opinion. There is research out there, you can find this again at PubMed, that shows that the people who travel more than 50 miles for their cancer treatment actually have a higher survival rate. And that's not because travel somehow makes you healthier. It's because traveling means that you've avoided your local podunk hospital and you've traveled to a world-class cancer center. That's what I've done. I've got a lovely little hospital right here in Nashua that I could have gone to. In fact, that's where I was first diagnosed. But I take the hour and a half drive into Boston to go to Dana-Farber, which is a world-class cancer center. If I hadn't done that, I would have gotten different treatment. So at least, at the very least, get an opinion from an oncologist. Sit down and figure out what your options are before you absolutely throw the baby out with the bathwater. People are living longer than ever with the cancer treatments available conventionally. Doesn't mean it's really good for you. You got to really go in tough to knock out the cancer. You nurture yourself with the complementary stuff, and that's how you bring your health back, and that's also what you can do to survive the treatments, like the Coriolis mushroom we were talking about. All right, really quickly, let's go to Mark, who's been holding in Florida with a question on cancer. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey there.
Yep, I'm right here. Go right ahead. You're live.
Yeah, I want to ask you, I sent you an email, and it had a link to Dr. Brzezinski. I'm sorry. There's a YouTube video that shows cancer cure.
I've watched his video. I've watched the Lorraine Day video. I own the Gerson books. I've got the whole nine yards. Yes, so I'm very familiar. Your question?
Awesome. No, I just wanted to talk about, you know, how the FDA tried to ruin this guy and, you know, all the juries that they brought up.
Let me speak to that real quick, Mark, because this is one of the things, man. I was going off on this yesterday with my husband. I'm like, I'm writing a book. Because the fact that the FDA goes after somebody is not necessarily a badge of honor. Oftentimes, and I'm going to put Brzezinski to the side. We could have a whole separate conversation because I think his treatment is one of the ones that, as far as I can tell, is kind of on the edge. Like, I can't totally discredit it. I'm also not blown away with its effectiveness. But there are true charlatans out there. I mean, real people like, there's a thing called, what is it, MMS, which is an actual heavily toxic compound that would kill you if you were to take it. And you got those people out there promoting that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. When the FDA goes after somebody, it may really be because they deserve being gone after. You know, I'm not a huge fan of the FDA going after people, but sometimes it's warranted. So just because somebody got, you know, shut down by the FDA doesn't mean they had a cancer cure. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is a liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I'll tell you how you land. You win some, lose some, it's all the same to me.
Turbocharged on Friday, heading into the weekend. Catherine Albrecht here with you, filling in for Alex Jones. This is, of course, the Alex Jones Show. And he's off fishing and, I don't know, tackling wild boar with a penknife. He's out there doing what it is that you envision Alex Jones doing when he takes a break. And I know he's going to come back turbocharged with more energy than ever on Monday. In the meantime, I'm here with you for the next hour, getting you ready for the weekend. I am delighted to be joined this hour by one of the most insightful commentators in America today. I'm referring to Tom Woods. He's the New York Times bestselling author of 11 books. He's a senior fellow at the Ludwig von Mises Institute. He is also a fellow Harvard graduate. He has a master's in philosophy and a PhD from Columbia University, one of the brightest, most thoughtful people out there today. And I welcome Tom Woods to the program. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Catherine. Thank you very much.
Hey, I'm so glad you could join us. I know that you have been extremely busy. You were on a stage doing the keynote address at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum right here in Nashua just about a week ago, and it was just awesome to have an opportunity to hear you speak. I now have signed copies of all your books, and I have been getting quite an education, I got to tell you. I thought I knew a lot about American history and the economy and the meltdown and all of this, but after reading your books, I'm learning a whole lot more. So you've been busy. Let's jump in. I want to talk, first of all, about some of the things going on in the news these days, and especially about an issue that I know you've talked about on Alex's show in the past, and that's nullification. I actually opened today's show talking about some of the local laws that are being at least proposed. We'll see if they get passed. But local and state level laws to bring freedom back. And it really seems to me that it's on that state level and on that local level that we're beginning to see the political change rather than the top-down change model out of Washington. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think a lot of people, naturally, they want to win the whole thing right away. So they think, well, I better support so-and-so for Congress or so-and-so for U.S. Senate. But that really, I think, hasn't gotten us anywhere. If you just look over the past 100 years, you know, I sometimes joke that one of the world's shortest books should be Great Conservative Victories. What are they? Like, what? The victories have been entirely on the side of the advance of the federal government. So I think it's very encouraging to see that people have decided that maybe we ought to try something else. Try at the local level to see what we can do to push back. And so people have even begun using this word nullification that goes all the way back to the days of Thomas Jefferson and involves the idea that the states have to be the guardians of the Constitution in the last resort. And when you use the word nullification against the political and media establishments, I mean, it is like you are flashing a crucifix in front of Dracula. So to me, that makes it an end in itself. I mean, I love scaring these people, making them think that they are, in fact, losing their grip over the minds of the public, that we are having unapproved thoughts. We're pursuing strategies we're not supposed to pursue. And I'm glad to see that it's gaining traction, even though, with the exception of this program and a few isolated hosts here and there, you will not hear nullification mentioned on any of the so-called patriotic right-wing radio stations or anything. You won't hear Mark Levin talk about it. Sean Hannity won't talk about it. Rush Limbaugh won't talk about it. As usual, when something might actually help, not a word from any of the usual suspects.
Well, and because nullification really is their worst nightmare, it's us taking power back away from them. You know, it seems like our whole political structure has been based, at least during my lifetime, on the federal government mandating these universal dictates. I'll give you one example right here in New Hampshire where you were recently visiting. I don't know if you availed yourself of the opportunity not to wear your seatbelt in the state of New Hampshire, but we are the only one out of 50 states that has said no to the federal highway transportation funding and said, heck, we don't want your national law that says we all have to wear seatbelts. By the way, we have one of the highest rates in the nation of people actually wearing their seatbelt, but we're not doing it at the point of a government gun. We're not required by law to do it. We do it because it's common sense. So, you know, you look at things like that where you've got one state that stands up and says, heck no, we don't want to do it. And believe me, we have gotten so much grief for just that one decision here in New Hampshire. It comes up every single time we have an election cycle, every single time funding gets discussed. They want to, you know, put the screws to us and say, well, we won't give you your own money back, your own money that we took from the state in taxes. We won't give you your money back for highway funding. So that's just one example of a state being able to stand up and say, heck no to something. It seems like the big place we're seeing this now, though, is Obamacare. Where's that going?
Well, I mean, just quickly on the seatbelt thing, I realize this is beside the real point is that the states have the power to deal with these issues on their own. But it's interesting to note that Sam Peltzman, who is a University of Chicago researcher, actually found that when you have a seatbelt law, there's actually no difference in traffic fatalities. It actually does not have any effect whatsoever because it's true that there are fewer people in the car who wind up injured, but there wind up being more pedestrians who are injured because marginally people drive more recklessly when they're wearing a seatbelt. So on balance, the number of people who perish is the same, regardless of the seatbelt thing. So they're not even right. Even when they try to be bossy, they're still wrong. You know. So, but in terms of Obamacare, yeah, that's getting a lot of attention, to be sure. And in fact, here's a very interesting item. In South Carolina, which in some ways is the cradle of nullification, but really Virginia and Kentucky are, but later this month, March 19th and 20th, there are some hearings going on where people are going to be testifying first before the whole General Assembly of South Carolina and then secondly before the House Judiciary Subcommittee on the constitutionality of state nullification. And one of the people testifying on behalf of its constitutionality is a name I hope will be familiar to listeners of this program, and that's Walter Williams, who's a fantastic columnist. He's a fill-in host for Rush Limbaugh, but he's like the anti-Limbaugh, and he's outstanding on issues like this. And, I mean, if you know anything about Walter Williams, that is going to be one YouTube we are going to cherish for a good long time. So, yeah, so people are embracing this like crazy. At the same time, the official libertarian and conservative organizations out of Washington, D.C. won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. They're going around trying to tell state officials to ignore nullification, to try to defeat it. So, you know, it's as usual, it's us against the whole establishment. But, you know how David and Goliath turns out. So I'm willing to go with that.
Well, for people who may not understand the concept of nullification, give us the rundown.
Well, the gist of it is that, and this was Jefferson's idea by and large, that if you let the federal government police itself on the Constitution, it's not going to do a good job. It has absolutely no interest whatsoever in limiting its own power. And so if it is allowed to interpret the Constitution monopolistically, no one else can interpret it, then, well, what should we expect? We should expect that it will continue to discover more and more powers for itself. So it's not enough to say we've got three branches of the federal government and they check each other. But what if they all unite to gang up on the rest of us, which is exactly what's happened? Well, then we need another layer of protection, and that's what nullification is, where the states step in and say, look, we created this thing. We were here before there was a federal union. It's the states that created the federal union. So we obviously, as James Madison said, in the last resort, the states, the parties to the Constitution, have to have some defense mechanism so that the thing they created, the federal government, doesn't devour them. And that's what nullification is, the assertion of power by the state government to prevent the enforcement in their state of an unconstitutional federal law.
So now Obamacare, again, is the one that comes to mind, because I know that's the one that a lot of states have been really working to fight back against. What are some other issues that have hit this nullification hot button for the states?
Well, if anything, I would say that there's been maybe even more enthusiasm regarding applying nullification to the various initiatives we've seen regarding gun ownership and restrictions on gun ownership. This has gotten the attention of a great many people who otherwise would never have heard of this idea. And now, of course, we're hearing about many sheriffs who are prepared to resist and not to enforce some of these new restrictions on gun ownership. This is all very encouraging and interesting. And, you know, indeed, even though a lot of the folks in the Tea Party have been asleep at the wheel on many issues and they're much, much too easily caught up with the latest Republican phony, I have to give them credit for being willing to listen on nullification when their own heroes on TV and radio won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. But the Second Amendment has now been a huge hot-button issue in terms of nullifying.
Well, let's talk about that. So what might the federal government do, and how might the states respond to that?
Well, they could impose various restrictions on magazine capacity. They could impose various restrictions on the types of firearms people can own. They could impose additional registration requirements and so on down the line. They could take various approaches like that. And we've seen, for example, in Utah, I think it was something like either 28 out of 29 or 29 out of 30 sheriffs signing a letter to the executive branch of the U.S. government saying, well, you can pass these things all you want, but we're not going to carry them into effect. And we saw that also in Arizona. And then there are sheriffs all over the country saying, we're not going to carry these things into effect. And I'm sure, or at least I strongly suspect, that Sheriff Richard Mack has been a guest on this program. And Sheriff Mack's view is that no president wants to have a showdown with a sheriff. I mean, presidents have got a certain amount of political capital they could use, and they're not going to expend that capital fighting a sheriff when, by and large, no matter what differences there are in the local level, people like their local sheriff, and if you are giving him a hard time, they're not going to like you. And if the sheriff actually defeats the president, well, this is a horrendous humiliation. So by and large, I think what will happen in some cases is the executive branch will decide it has other fish to fry. It's not worth the aggravation of fighting this. And you might actually eke out some victories this way through decentralization.
Yeah, what a great idea. I'm glad to see people in the local level, the state level, really standing up and saying no to some of this stuff. And, you know, if we can't get the laws passed on the federal level, then we can pass them on the local level. I'm thinking about some GMO labeling laws I've been seeing coming down the pike. And if they pass something we don't like, well, the states don't have to enforce it. Well, we'll talk more about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, or painful bowel movements? Have you considered your toilet posture? The colon needs proper alignment for faster, more effective elimination, and that's exactly what you'll get with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse or a pill, the Squatty Potty is a healthy step in the right direction, is doctor recommended, and starts at just $34.95. Call 855-628-1099 or go to SquattyPotty.com, spelled SquattyPotty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Social unrest, food shortages, political turmoil, EMPs, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, fires, riots, flooding. It's not a matter of if, but when. What if it happened right now? Would you have the supplies to survive off the grid? Offthegrid.com is the place to go for the widest selection of survival supplies at rock-bottom prices. Head over to offthegrid.com for survival kits, first aid supplies, dry food, water filters and purifiers, gas masks, solar and crank radios, solar generators, ammo, knives, stun guns, pepper sprays, hats and bags, fire starters, a library of books, and a whole lot more. Get free same-day shipping on all orders over $75. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout and receive an additional 5% discount off our already lowest in the industry prices. OffTheGrid.com, proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the
Yeah, that would be Capitol Hill. fools up there. Trust me. Oh, yeah. Catherine Albrecht here. This is the Alex Jones Show, and I am filling in with you, riding shotgun over the next hour. As we go into the weekend, I love to do good news on Friday because I figure we've got enough to worry about with our tough jobs, everybody working 9 to 5 or trying to find a job. A lot of people out there in that place as well. So usually by the time the weekend rolls around, it's a good time to just stretch, just let all that stress roll off you, as my mom would say, like water off a duck. Yeah, loosen up those neckties and take off those work boots, you ladies with those high heels. Rub your aching feet, because we're going to focus on a little bit of good news here. Tom Woods is my guest this hour, and I really believe that this nullification issue, this states' rights and just local action, is one of the most encouraging things I have seen in my almost 15 years as an activist. Tom, can you give us some reason for optimism right now? It feels like everywhere we turn, there's doom and gloom. What is there to feel good about today?
Well,
come on, you can do it.
Well, there are some good cases for optimism. I mean, the fact, you know, as we've been talking about the state nullification issue, to me, even more than any victories we might win from it, the fact that so many people are willing to latch on to it when it's not part of the mainstream. Like, people have been intimidated into thinking that if their opinions don't fall between, you know, Rachel Maddow and Joe Scarborough, then, you know, they're some kind of dangerous extremist and they better rethink what they're thinking. But nullification is nowhere to be found in that little restricted spectrum of thoughts that we are allowed to have in this country. And the fact that more and more people are having this thought, this tells me that we are succeeding in breaking people away from conventional thinking. And they feel better about having a thought that, no, has not been pre-approved for them by the New York Times. Well, good. But the New York Times has wrecked this country. So, I mean, of course, if they don't like something, that's almost always an endorsement. So that's an encouraging thing.
I'm with you there, and let me also, I'll add my own two cents on a direction I think that is the right direction outside of the pages of the New York Times, and that is the GMO labeling issue, that California, you know, they couldn't get their lawmakers to do it, so they did a petition and said, we'll get this darn thing on the ballot by hook or by crook, and it just seems like people are beginning to wake up to the fact that it's not the pundits in Washington and the people on Capitol Hill that are going to make life better. If it's going to get better, we've got to roll up our sleeves and do it ourselves. And that's encouraging to me, that people are starting to feel empowered again after decades or even maybe a generation or two of total apathy.
Yeah, I agree completely. When I was at the Free State Project's Liberty Forum a couple weeks ago, and if you guys don't know Free State Project, check out freestateproject.org, because they are doing some great stuff. The idea, if those of you don't know it, is that they want to get as many liberty people to New Hampshire as they can so that they can put pressure to make that one state a place that's hospitable, increasingly hospitable to liberty. Now, I grew up in Massachusetts, which was the exact opposite. And, of course, we spent our time in New Hampshire buying goods without taxes on them.
Yeah,
and stuff.
You drove over the border here. We live near the border. We throw rocks at you guys down there in Massachusetts.
Yeah, exactly. Right, of course. Right. I mean, of course, the real immigration problem in America is the border between Massachusetts and New Hampshire. All these stupid idiots in Massachusetts have screwed up that state, and then they want to move to New Hampshire. But anyway, so the Free State Project is doing wonderful things. But what I like about it is when I was at their event, everybody had a table talking about the things they're doing right now. They're not sitting there thinking, well, you know, in 4 years we'll have another election and see what happens. They're taking things into their own hands right now. We're going to try this. We're going to carve out this area of freedom, that area of freedom. We're going to do jury nullification, for example. Or we're going to secede from the Federal Reserve System by using bitcoins and all this stuff. This has just fascinated me. There are so many young entrepreneurial minds who are taking that clever mind that they have and putting it in the service of how can I live free in an unfree world. So that, the strength, the smarts of these young people going on display just at this one conference made me think, you know, even though things look pretty grim right now, maybe in the long term, as the federal government sees the wheels coming off and it can't make good on a lot of its promises, people will be looking for other answers, and that's us.
Yeah, and thank you for mentioning bitcoins. That was really awesome. The conversation was happening about that at the Liberty Forum. And we were out there, too, with a start page table encouraging people to think outside the box in their Internet usage as well, to use startpage.com instead of Google. You know, we do have alternatives, and I think that the market is opening up for more of those alternatives. So I encourage people, check out startpage.com as an alternative to Google. Bitcoins is an alternative to cash. Check out Tom Woods' own website at tomwoods.com. More with him when we return right after this. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here, once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
Like an amazing thing, having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Hey, we're back. Want to open up the phone lines this segment? 1-800-259-9231. We're visiting with best-selling, New York Times best-selling author Tom Woods. And I say New York Times best-selling author because I think that's meaningful Tom Woods is not writing your latest thriller novel. He is writing some pretty hardcore commentary that is going directly in the face of what people are being told through the pages of things like the New York Times. So it's always exciting to see somebody who's really got it wired and saying it like it is to reach that level of prominence in the New York Times. His books, by the way, if you haven't read them yet, The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History is a great read. It's nice short little segments of things that you thought you knew, but you knew wrong. He also wrote the book, you can get this one wherever fine books are sold, called Rollback, Repealing Big Government Before the Coming Fiscal Collapse. The book Meltdown, A Free Market Look at Why the Stock Market Collapsed. If you want to understand what exactly went wrong and how we're in this financial mess, Tom Woods' book Meltdown is the place to do it. Speaking of nullification this hour, and of course he's got a book called Nullification, How to Resist Federal Tyranny in the 21st Century, and that is a hardcover book. All of this available at TomWoods.com. I want to encourage you to check it out. Phone lines here, 1-800-259-9231. If you have a question for our guest, Tom Woods, he's an expert on economics and history and just generally how to make things a little bit better around here. So let's see. Tom, before we get to the phone calls here, can you talk to us just briefly about your books? And if people could only get one book, what one would you recommend?
Oh, golly. Yeah, well, it's like one potato chip, right? How could you possibly? But well, I don't know. I mean, I have a sort of fondness for The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History, because that's the one that kind of launched me onto the map. Before then, I was writing scholarly books, which, let's just say, one writes scholarly books for the satisfaction of writing them, not for the book sales.
Yeah, you got that right.
So, right, we both know, right? So, but, yeah, The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History, it's a neat little book because it's meant to be sort of modeled after the Complete Idiot's Guide or Such and Such for Dummies. And that book actually was quite successful, and so the publisher decided to do a whole series of books, and now they have The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Constitution and to Global Warming and to all these different subjects that you kind of wish you knew about, but you don't have time to read 20 books, and so we try to distill, like, the best stuff from the 20 books, and the stuff that's politically incorrect or not talked about, we stuff it in there. So maybe you could start there.
Well, give us the one fact that most of our listeners don't know about American history that would probably make our eyebrows shoot up.
Oh, gosh, but this audience knows everything. If I were to say, no, look, you know, Andrew Jackson helped the economy by getting rid of the Second Bank of the United States, people would be yawning. Of course, I know that. Or if I say that it was actually perfectly legal for the Southern states to secede from the Union, they'd say, yeah, well, sure. But then if I tell you this about, you know, today we were talking about nullification and how the states can use it today, but I think it's a completely forgotten story. This is why I was able to write a whole book called Nullification. It's a completely forgotten story how the states, through much of American history, did in fact push back against the federal government. And it wasn't just the Southern states. And no, it didn't have anything to do with slavery. To the contrary, I show in case after case, you have states and governors and legislatures saying, no, we are not going to do this. Go take a hike. In fact, the second half of that book is just all documents, old speeches, old statements by people in states all over the country, so you don't have to take my word for it. This was the America we used to have, where people didn't just sit back and say, well, I'll wait for the Supreme Court to dictate to me what my rights are. No, to the contrary, this was a country where people said, no, you can't do this. And one of my favorite examples comes from Connecticut. Like, Connecticut is like the last place on earth we would look to today for leadership on anything. But in 1809, the governor of Connecticut, Jonathan Trumbull, said that what was being done to Connecticut and New England with the embargo of Jefferson, and then later with Madison as well, this embargo and the searches and seizures were unconstitutional, and so he was saying that no state official should lend any aid or support to this, and he said that it falls back to the state legislatures in dangerous cases of usurped power to stand between the federal government and their people to protect them from the federal government usurping powers. That was Connecticut. That was Connecticut 200 years ago. So, I mean, in other words, even in Connecticut, people used to have guts. These sorts of stories could be multiplied over and over and over. And you know how many of these stories people learn in a typical American History classroom? Of course, a big fat goose egg.
Yeah, no.
So that's my job, is to dig them up and put them in Nullification or put them in the Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Because if you don't have the history right, you're not going to understand current events, or you're not going to know actually what tools you have, frankly, to stand up for yourself.
Well, and Nullification, I think, ties in directly with Rand Paul pulling the filibuster. How many times have we seen a filibuster of any kind of magnitude that did something like what Rand Paul did, bringing an issue not only to the attention of all the other members of Congress as they sat there till midnight listening, but to the attention where the media had to cover something.
Yeah.
So there are these tools out there, and it's really cool seeing people like Rand Paul dust them off and get up there and use them. And
that
states like
really
South Carolina.
Yeah.
Wasn't that awesome?
And I would say, on top of the service that it did, from a political point of view, it really was a stroke of genius on his part, because between now and, you know, 2 years from now, he is going to be jockeying for position against all these other people like Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio and Paul Ryan and Ted Cruz and all the others. And now he just pulled something that I don't see how any of them can duplicate. So even just from his own personal standpoint, it makes sense. But I also think from a philosophical standpoint, whatever else somebody might say about Rand, I do think he was sincere on this issue. And anyway, it was fantastic that there was actually one guy who made the wheel screech to a halt for just a half a day. That's more than we can say for anybody else.
That's right. And he got this issue of drones being able to kill Americans on American soil out of the internal memos and onto the national stage, where even the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times and Time Magazine is going to have to say something about it now. So now you've got Americans aware of the fact that, yeah, these drones in the skies really do want to kill you. And maybe that's not so good. So I think it's great. I think it's part of the same Nullification, GMO foods, all the stuff we're talking about, where people are realizing we don't have to take this stuff lying down. It's a good thing, and I'm glad we've got people representing us and writing books about this and speaking about it and in the state halls of power and at places like the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Travis listening in Washington. Travis, you're on with Tom Woods and Catherine Albrecht. Go right ahead.
Hi. I was just curious. I got a question about sovereignty. Do you know much about it? I mean, as far as I know, the Constitution was set up to regulate the states by Washington, D.C., which was a federal entity. But when it comes down to the people themselves, you basically have to claim your sovereignty to exert any dignity or power over the federal government or the states. And it goes back to, like, the Articles of Confederation.
Are you talking about individual sovereignty of ourselves as...
That's right. That's right. I'm talking about sovereignty of yourself.
Let's talk about that, Tom, because I know there's been a sort of a sovereign citizen movement that's had various degrees of successes and failures over the years. Do we as individuals have rights over this corrupt system?
Well, sure. I mean, of course, the whole natural rights tradition, going back hundreds of years, indicates that we are the fundamental building blocks of the society, and anything like states or whatever come later, and these are just subsidiary institutions. But of course, we are the primary units. The way the American system works is that the peoples of the states are considered to be the sovereigns, not the state governments, not the federal government. The peoples of the states begin with the sovereign powers, and then they apportion those powers between the states and the federal government. So the federal government is not in charge. The peoples of the states divide their powers between those two entities. And then when they want to recall them, they remain the sovereigns. And anytime they want to recall those powers, they can exercise their sovereign powers to do so. Now, the governments don't think we have these powers, which is the roadblock. But I could prove this. I mean, and in Chapter 4 of Nullification, that's what that chapter is all about.
All right. Travis, I encourage you to get a copy of the book. TomWoods.com is the website, and he talks about this and more in there. You know, when we start talking about, though, our individual rights, you only have the rights as far as you're actually able to exercise them. And I'm thinking about folks who've said, well, hang on a second, there's not a law requiring us to pay income tax, for example, but just try not paying it, and you'll wind up in jail. So at what point do the nullification rights of the states, for example, just taking this up to the state level, at what point does the federal government just say, no, I'm sorry, state of South Carolina or state of Connecticut or wherever, we're going to stomp on you if you try to exert that right? Is that happening?
That is true. Well, it's conceivable that it could happen. We can't rule out that possibility. But it's my view that if you have a great many states working together in concert, it becomes much more difficult for the federal government to figure out exactly how to handle it. I mean, consider all the states that are defying it on various issues involving marijuana. Now, so far, there has not been considerable pushback on that. I mean, we've got two states that just out and out legalized marijuana just now. You know, I mean, this is going on, and they are trying to think of exactly how to deal with it, but they realize that there's, any issue where Congressman Tom Tancredo and a left-wing hippie both agree is an issue where the society has changed. And do we want to, expend all our political capital sending tanks into Colorado to throw pot smokers into cages? I mean, it seems to me they have other things that they want to do.
Well, eventually you get the critical mass where they really don't want to turn large numbers of us even further against the federal government than we already
That's
are.
That's right. And the thing is that they want to exert power through persuading us that they're legitimate. They don't want to have to exert power through the expression of brute force, because that has the unhappy consequence of alerting other people that there's something wrong. They just want us to go to their crummy schools and be propagandized into thinking that it's good for us to be kicked around by these people. That's the way they prefer to rule, not with the iron fist, but with the fist in a glove.
Yeah, and I think that's why their control of the media is so significant as well, and why it's so important that shows like the Alex Jones Show and the work that Alex is doing, the work that you've been doing, and I know that you guest host on other shows as well, you're making the rounds. I think that's why it's so important that we have our voices out there as alternative voices to this mainstream media. All right, let's go to Dennis, listening in Colorado with a question on nullification. Dennis, you're on with Tom Woods. Go ahead.
Hi, Catherine and Tom. Is it Tom?
Yes.
Okay. I want to give you information about here in Colorado. I worked in the federal government here in Colorado for 20 years, and then I thought, if there's a real movement of people uniting to save the country from the budget problem and having to borrow 40% or more of our money to pay the budget. So what I did was direct. I resigned before I retired. And so by resigning, I didn't impact anybody a lot except myself. I took all my money out of my savings and paid off my house. And where I'm going with this nullification, you'll see in a moment. I paid off all my bills, and I did so within my means. So I was just trying to set an example, and I don't know if there's anyone out there that wants to sacrifice and just give a little, and if everyone puts in a little, patriots will bring back the budget if they don't spend along with the crowd.
Well, John, now, is this more like a personal nullification, like you yourself just saying I'm not going to participate any longer in the system?
Well, I didn't want to participate in waste, fraud, and abuse. And there's all three of those. And the whistleblower provisions don't work. So by voicing my dissent by leaving and talking about it is basically all I could do. Now,
Tom, I want to ask you something, because one of the themes on my radio show, and I do a daily show from 4 to 6 p.m. also on the same network, the GCN Genesis Network, I've been talking a lot about the biblical call to come out of her, my people. You know, this come out of Babylon, lest you be partakers of her sins or receivers of her plagues. And I know that you're a very devout Catholic and have given a lot of thought to that connection as well between religion and, you know, faith and politics and such. What do you think about people like John in Idaho who said, I just can't participate anymore, I'm just going to come out? Does that make the machine stronger or weaker when we make those choices?
Well, if people know about it, then it can make it weaker, because of, you know, there's the good example of one person is much more powerful than the example of a thousand drones. And by drones, I don't mean, now we have to clarify. We just go with the flow, right? So that's very important. But I think we need to follow that counsel in all areas of life. And so, education is an example. I mean, we got to get our kids to the point where, and this is not easy for every family to do. I don't want to make it sound like if your kids are in the government schools, then you're a terrible person. And it's hard. I understand that. It's hard to get your kids out of that system. But if it's possible, then that is a very important step forward, too, because it's through the media and through education that they get control of the American mind. And in both of those ways, there is increasingly a kind of an intellectual secession movement that's going on that is the most exciting thing that I've seen in my lifetime.
I think that homeschooling is right on the money, and I'm actually banking on the future with all these homeschoolers coming up and saying no, because they're not indoctrinated in the same way that these government school kids are. And I'll keep saying it, the work that I do on privacy, you don't have to have a frequent shopper card. You don't have to shop at the stores that are monitoring your purchases. You don't have to be a part of all of these systems. There are alternatives. That's why we were talking about, Coriolis Mushroom or StartPage or all the things that Alex is talking about. There are so many ways that we can say no to the system and just jettison what they're doing. If we all just stopped buying genetically modified foods and said heck no to Nabisco and Kellogg's and all those big brands, overnight you'd see those guys scrambling to become better. And I think the same is also true with the government system as well. All right, Tom Woods is my guest. His website is tomwoods.com. Nice, easy one to remember, tomwoods.com. Want to let you know that he has a Liberty Classroom, speaking about education, that I would encourage you to check out. He was talking about that at the Liberty Forum, and it looks pretty awesome. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Devastating events like earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, or the threat of martial law have highlighted the need for Americans to prepare for emergencies. As a result, millions are stockpiling food, gold, and weapons. But how will these items help if you or one of your loved ones becomes ill? Supernatural Silver is the ultimate tool to prepare you for a medical emergency. Supernatural Silver is a natural antibiotic that is uniquely effective against bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus, and is
remarkable for wound care. Taken internally or used topically, it can help keep you safe from deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver has over 500 different uses and a long-term shelf life, making it the number one choice of preppers across the country. To find out how this amazing new technology can help you be prepared, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PREPARED for 20% off your entire order and like us on Facebook.
Show there. But don't worry, Alex is coming back on Monday. Catherine Albrecht here. I'm coming to an end of my 3 days of guest hosting for Alex. It has been an absolute joy. I can't even tell you how much fun I've had getting to know the listeners. I've gotten some fabulous emails from you guys. If you want to drop me a line, it's kma@spychips.com. If you don't have a copy of Spy Chips, please get yourself a copy so you can learn about the stuff I work on, the whole RFID issue. And check out chipfreeschools.com if you want to put some support over there to the folks at Texans for Accountable Government. We're fighting back against chips in the schools, tracking kids. So chipfreeschools.com is that website. That's run by Heather Fazio. And, of course, my own website is my name, KatherineAlbrecht.com or KMAShow.com. Encourage you to swing on by and check out my show if you get an opportunity to do that. It's available as a podcast as well, so you can listen to 6 years of my archive shows. And Alex has me on pretty frequently. We'll see if we can continue to keep up that great relationship. I know Alex is doing such good work, and I really am just honored to have been a part of this week of radio. Tom Woods, before we wrap up this hour, let me let you put in a plug for your Liberty Classroom and also for some of your books and let people know how they can get more Tom Woods.
Well, you know, we've been talking about ways that you can, instead of just waiting for the political people to just hand you freedoms, you can just do things yourself. There actually are ways, very liberating ways, that you can exercise freedom and help spread it to others. And so I used to be a big complainer. I would complain, well, the university professors are filling the kids' heads with propaganda. Isn't that a shame? But, well, look, with the internet, I can do something about that now. I just turn the camera on myself, and I can teach anybody who wants to listen. So, duh, why am I waiting so long? So I started a website, libertyclassroom.com, where basically I'm teaching U.S. history, not in the way where we're supposed to worship the presidents and where would we be without President so-and-so and all this nonsense, but with a much more critical eye on these people. And we've got courses on that, on economics, on European history. And they're all courses you can just listen to in your car while you're driving. And then you can ask us questions about them in our discussion forum. So it's the most exciting thing I've done. It's at libertyclassroom.com. And I put up a coupon code. You can get a discount on it by typing in Alex in all caps, like you're shouting, Alex!
There we go.
And you get a discount, which you may be doing that.
Shout that in unison, yeah.
So anyways, that's what I've been up to. Yeah, that's what I've been up to. And then also, yeah, I mean, my books, you can find them at tomwoods.com. I think you'll like them. But I'm working on a top secret project right now that basically involves homeschooling. I'm putting together a K-12 homeschool curriculum for Liberty people. And it's going to be not just you're going to learn great stuff, but also we're going to train these students to spread the message. So they all have to have a YouTube channel. They all got to start a blog. They all have to take public speaking. So they're not just going to have a lot of good knowledge in their heads. They're going to be conveying this to others.
When is this coming out? When can we wait for that?
You'll start seeing it this fall. You can start to enroll in it this fall in September.
All right, this fall. Tom Woods, thank you so much for being with me this hour on the Alex Jones Show. TomWoods.com is Tom's website. And also, want to remind listeners out there, you can get a free e-copy of the InfoWars.com magazine. That's InfoWars.com/newsletter. You can also get hard copies at cost at the InfoWars store. Speaking about getting information out to educate people about liberty, it is an extraordinarily well-produced magazine. I know because there is a startpage.com ad for the world's most private search engine right there on the inside cover. So I've read them cover to cover. Good stuff. TomWoods.com, InfoWars.com/newsletter, my website, KMAShow.com. Let me wish you guys a fabulous weekend and say God bless you. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of your week. Alex will be back on Monday. Can't wait. All right. God bless y'all. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.